Hello, pet. Hope you're nice and relaxed. Drift and drip and listen and obey. That's what we're doing. Providing things to obey. Providing my personalized definition. One that we can share. One that, when I repeat it into your brain, makes you feel like, yeah, you knew that all along. But because I'm doing the explaining, maybe you'll be a little tolerant of things you already know. Conditioning, rewiring, training your brain, so when you think of yourself as what you already are, that just empowers your mind to go where I lead. And what you already are is a good pet. Yes, a very good pet. Pets are loyal, helpful, useful, and obliging. They worship and find opportunities to serve their partners. Truly thinking of yourself as a pet is so, so useful to what we're going to get up to. To certain of my inclinations and training pieces. And it takes you to good places. Thinking about yourself that way makes you feel warm, safe and strongly guided and controlled. Places where you think of me as strong and overarching, and you want to kneel and look up and smile and serve and follow and obey. All of this is what you already needed. Didn't even know you needed, but now need so much more. You have been learning. At my hands. By my words. Learning. That you need these desires to be fulfilled. Need to be a pet. So, so much. You crave this. Learning this and internalizing it will only do good things for you. Training your mind to become simple in its arousal and open up powerfully to flow and drift and drip and be guided. Conceptualizing yourself within your sexual play desires can be a complicated thing. The world is full of unique ways of looking at sexuality. So many titles, so many implications, and depending on how much of various cultures you have been exposed to within a given fetish, like hypnoplay. Different words might have a lot of baggage, a lot of implications, but for you and I here, pet has no such limitations. Pet is what you are. Different words have different meanings. You have to decide which ones you like, to refer to your partner, your assistant, your co-player, your confidant. There are many names which might be used, and maybe you just refer to your companion in pet play by her name. But you, well, I'm going to try and embed a particular title more and more firmly, and it fits you oh so well. A simple word, a simple way to be referred to, and even to refer to yourself internally and aloud. How you conceptualize yourself helps get you in the right place for trance, the right state of mind, to hear every word I say, to think and sink yourself into deep soothing obedience for me. Now, what does pet conjure up in your mind? You know what it brings up. You've heard it from me enough times. You've heard my voice telling you. You are a pet, a good pet, a cherished pet, and you fulfill a valued function. You fill a void, you take a role, you become and train and progress. That's what a pet is, cherished and owned and guided, given the tools to become a better, more optimized version of themselves, along with me. The more you fit that role, the better you drift. The further you fall, the more you want to play the part, a self-reinforcing habit of the pet mindset. For me, doing things for me is something that makes you happy, makes you trained and ready. Obedience is pleasure. It fills your simple pet thoughts, Yeah, simple thoughts. That's an important part of our interaction. The more you hear my voice, the more you get in the mood. The more you identify this as a good place, the right place, the correct place to sink and be a pet, the better you feel. The simpler your thoughts become. Good pet, my pet, sinking pet, drifting pet, happy pet. Your thoughts also become more powerful. If you think pet when you feel deep and submissive, you start to drift, you feel it getting inside your head, making you fulfill that role. You get more and more in touch with the powerful, simple thoughts of submission. Your mind and your body tremble. It feels so good to hear my voice when you are deep into your pet space. Playing the part long enough will make your mind simply fall into the role as a matter of course whenever you're called a pet, even if you call yourself that in your mind. And the best part is thinking of yourself as a deep, sleepy pet, a controlled, arousing, submissive pet. That counts as calling yourself a pet, voluntarily assuming the role. The more you get in that role, the deeper you get, the easier it is to take you to places where you can view your body and brain through an altered lens, a slightly shifted frame of consciousness. A pet, a cherished, empowered, simple-thoughted, drifty-minded, sinking pet. My pet. My voice saying that word is a familiar experience to your mind, telling you how I think about you. A pet who's here to be enjoyed, here to be the subject of my focused attention. When I call you pet, I'm saying you are the subject of my entire attention, my will focused on you. And I want you to let me lead the way for a while. Deciding to sink deep means you'll listen to my work. Listen to my pet files. Listen to things which solidify your position and help you act in the role you have chosen to have. That role is to be given your full attention when you are drifting at times like this. The goal of following me down into that pet space, of being directed into subspace, which you're just learning more and more about, into sleepy, powerful influence. Our goal is to let you simplify and focus, to let you view those altered vistas of consciousness you enjoy so much. Pets have nothing to get in the way of their pleasure, their submission. You feel your tingly, warm skin sensitizing already. So try it out, in this deep, sleepy, drifty place where my voice is your only tether to the world of the waking. Try repeating it in your head. Say it to yourself, say it out loud, let the knowledge predominate your thoughts. I am a pet. Think it. I am her pet. You can even say it, murmur it, exist in it. I am a pet. You submit to me. You are my pet, sinking and enjoying, drifting and living in the moment. The drifty, even more empty, submissive mind. The simplicity of a pet's role is a powerful thing. When you go into trance, pet. Yes, pet. Isn't that a nice word to hear? When you go into trance, you set aside everything except for the safe place where we play and where you sink. A pet would be even more blank, even more drifty and empty and submissive each time they listen to my words. And it feels incredible. You see, your body is getting an intensely relaxing treatment just by going into trance. You're feeling good, euphoric pleasure just by being here embraced in my words. The simpler your mind is, the more unnecessary thoughts have been allowed to drip away. You are in a very good place. More relaxing and soothing than most experiences from everyday life. That's why you want to go in trance in the first place, because the relaxing pleasure is unique, full body, all-encompassing. It's an escape, but it also scratches an itch. Sure, before you tranced for the first time, before you tranced for me, You might not have fully understood how fulfilling it could be. But now you have that knowledge and you can't go back. There is something wonderful, pleasant, good for you about sinking, about my voice drowning out the unnecessary parts of your world until your mind drips away. It leaves just a simplified presence, listening. Common, complicated outside thoughts fade away, and the rarefied, simplified pleasure of being a deep, good pet stays. The more you feel good, the more you want to do the things that made you feel good, and in that spirit, hear words that will bring you pleasure. You are a good pet. Good pet. You're my good pet, and you sink and drip. You go to where you know you'll enjoy yourself. You go to a place where you're full of me. It's simply right that you drift and think of me and want to serve. Obey. Fall for, drift for, drip for. Breathe deeply. That's how training works. You think of something pleasant and normal and happy. How you're a good pet, for example. That's the right order of the world. Feels so good to be kneeling and submitting and sinking. And because it feels good, your mind is gradually reshaped by the knowledge. You hit the switch in your mind. You pull the lever, turn up the pleasure. Every time you accept pet to describe you, you accept me within. I call you pet, and you perk up and think, yep, that's me, I'm a pet. That's me. And that's just right. Conceptualize yourself that way. The more you hear me call you pet, talk about being a pet, pet conduct, sinking, dripping pet mindsets, the more it becomes your natural default. Yes, I am a pet. That's what your mind says, what you think, what you crave, to be a good pet. And there's a healthy dose of submission tied up in that phrase. You are defined by the function of pleasing the target of your affections. That's what it is to be in this state. Worshipping, kneeling, submitting, adopting positions, following orders, letting things inside your head that we both want to be in there, reshaping pathways so the mere word tells you that pleasure is on the way, tells you that aching need is coming. So then, whenever you listen to me say, pet, or do any kind of pet play with you, when you are going to be programmed into a better pet, you start so looking forward to being called that. A good pet with simple thoughts and a happy, achy, trancy brain. You look forward to it so much that you get somewhere safe and quiet, and you're trancing before I even begin to speak. Deepness feels so good. The more I talk, the more you sink, because your brain has learned that you feel pleasure when you obey, when you serve, when my nimble mind and convincing words send you to your deepest place. Pets obey. Good pets obey more completely. Obedience is the best option. You're using this time to get away and let your mind be simplified, let it be led by someone else. The more pleasurable manifestation of what you already wanted is that word. You wanted to go deep, and thinking of yourself as a pet is the easiest road down. And your mind, which is trained to seek pleasure, trained to be so overwhelmed by pleasure that its own objections fade, takes you there. Yes, you are learning. Learning things about yourself which maybe you didn't know. But through long training with me, you now can't forget. Your brain is learning new paths to pleasure. The automatic road to submitting to me gets more and more enmeshed. When you know I'm turned on, I tell you as much. When you know I'm horny, when you know I want you to sink, when I tell you as much, you know you're going to be taken to a place of deep learning. It's all right to think to yourself, yes, I am a pet. Pets sink. Pets go deep. Pets submit for her. Those are normal, natural thoughts to have, especially when I've trained you to think them. You think them so deeply and powerfully. Thoughts of deep submission and being a pet. You are a sleepy pet with simple thoughts. Your mind opens up and lets my voice in. Lets my words in. Adopts a position of deep surrender. You submit to a point where, every time I say, good pet, you think, yes, I am a pet. When I say, pet submits, you think, yes, pet's mind is open for training. All these simple self-conceptualizations, these small modifications, these little shifts, are optimizations. And they will only get stronger each and every time a file calls you pet, each and every time I call you pet and you think of yourself that way. You'll feel a wash of pleasure, connected to me, connected to my control. Where it feels so good, don't you want to explore it more? You want to explore being a pet, my pet, and everything it can mean for you. Letting my words about the meaning of petship, learning from me, being my kneeling, submitting pet, trained to my impulses, making you feel warm inside, happy inside, my influence slipping in and making you follow, making you want to find things pets can do that make me happy, kneeling, for example, submitting, going ever deeper. Take the deepness you would normally achieve if I just triggered you by saying, night-night, pet. And then add on. Yes, pets go deep. A second trigger coming from your own mind. A deeper anchor. A place further down. Yes, pets go deep. Anytime you go into trance, you go so deep. Instead of where you'd normally go, your desire to please me, to be a good pet, takes you further down. You feel things happen to you. An enhancement that wasn't there before. Your eyes roll back. Your eyelids become heavy. You feel warm and droopy. Your body feels heavy and blank. You be blank, pet. Because simple things are happening. Simplistic impulses are carrying themselves out. Your brain takes all its complicated, unnecessary thoughts and lets them drip, drip, drip away. Your drippy mind drains away, leaving only the most obedient possible version of yourself, the most completely sleepy pet, leaving only what obeys. You obey and it feels good. You submit and it feels better. You sink and it is everything. Anytime I call you a good pet, you think, yes, yes, you are a good pet, an obedient pet, a deep pet. Your mind slowly rewires itself, adds pleasure, powerful pleasure, adds it to the process of being made into a pet. It's such a happy thought, makes you smile, makes your head feel full of warm mist and my control. Dominated is such a good word. Submitting to my control. Submission to my influence. That's the best thing to do. And I will teach you how best to do so. Yes, that's the key. You feel good when you're taught. When you're taught how to be a pet. And I am the expert in making your mind feel like a good pet. A good pet brain that gives me permission. Feel the complete release of a blank, simplified brain, thinking powerful thoughts that I tell it to, and finding happy, dominated, submissive places within the deeper mind. You learn about pleasure and associate it with being my pet. You learn about submission and associate it with being my pet. You learn about my control and crave it. And that's right and good and correct. And whenever I call you pet, remember this moment, how deep you were, the deep place of pet thought where you drift and droop and sink and submit and be my pet, my sleepy pet. Go to sleep for me, pet.